We're going to be in Genesis. Genesis chapter 18. Genesis chapter 18. And we're going to look at verses 17 through 19. And then we're going to look at several different things off of that. Basing off of Abraham, the father, a good father, Abraham. And as a father, Abraham believed in God. There are so many things as a father that I want us to look at through Abraham representing fatherhood today. So that's Genesis 18 and verses 17 through 19. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we again are so thankful to the Lord today. So thankful that we can have fun in your house, the Lord. Have a good time, the Lord. And Father, just laugh and joke and have a great time in your house. So many people think that Christian people are square, the Lord. They just don't know. Lord, we have fun. We enjoy life. We enjoy one another. We enjoy each other's companies. We enjoy coming in the house of the Lord and celebrating and praising and worshiping you, Lord. And Father, just having a good time amongst brothers and sisters and fellow Christians in Christ, the Lord. And we thank you for the family of God, the Lord. We thank you for our fathers today. And Father, as we open up your scripture, the Lord, and open up your word, I pray that we can all glean some knowledge from this, the Lord, as looking at Abraham's life. And Father, that we can apply it to ours as the dads here today. But more than that, that all of us can get something out of your word. You have something in store for all of us here today. And Father, I pray that we'd open up our hearts, our minds, and our ears. Father, bless us to be receptive to receive your word. Father, may it cut where it needs to cut. May it pierce where it needs to pierce. Lord, may your word go forward today and accomplish that which is pleasing and honoring to you. Father, we pray and we give this service to you. We exalt you. We lift you up on high. We pray that your spirit draws us today. Father, unless your spirit shows up, nothing's going to happen. We thank you for your sweet spirit and fellowship here that we've already felt today. We give the service to you. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, well, amen. All right, Genesis 18, in verse 17 through 19 says this. Says, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice, to do righteousness, to do justice and righteousness. Keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. When I think about this, I thought about Abraham. And I thought about the representation that Abraham has, not only to us as fathers and dads, but and a representative of the faith of God. Abraham was a man that you can model your life after, a man that had so much faith in the Lord, that a man that trusted in God to even offer up his son Isaac up on a sacrificial offering, knowing that when they were headed up the hill and Isaac was carrying all the wood and stuff, and Isaac looked over at Abraham and said, Dad, where's the sacrifice at? And Abraham told Isaac, God will provide. God will provide. And that faith that he demonstrated there, and I thought about that faith of Abraham today, which I want to share some things with you, and we'll get back to this verse of scripture that we started with. Number one, if you're taking notes, as a father, Abraham believed God. As a father, Abraham believed God. And I want us to trust in the Lord today and believe in him no matter what the situation may be, no matter as the songs we sing today, the mountains or whatever that may be in the way, God is a mighty God. He is mighty to save. He can remove those mountains from us, no matter what they are. But I want us to understand today, as a father, Abraham believed God. In Romans 4:3, it says this. It says, for what saith the scripture? Abraham what? Believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And then in Romans 4:20, it says what? It says, he staggered not at the what? Promises of God through unbelief, but was what? Strong in faith, giving what? Glory to God. And I want us to see that Abraham was a father like we are, many of us in here today. Abraham was the father of faith. Abraham believed in God. And I want us, each and every one of us, not just dads here today, understanding that it doesn't matter what goes on, as a father, Abraham believed God. It said in these verses, in verse 3 in Romans 4, it said Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And then in that verse 4 and 20, he said he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. I want us to understand, too, that we don't have to stagger at the promises of God. Every one of us in here, as dads included, we can take and stand on the Word of God and understand we don't have to stray from it. Understand that we don't have to stagger at it, that it's God's Word, it's God's promises. In the Bible, he fulfilled everyone he said, and I'm waiting on the last one to come any day now, and it's his return to call us home. But he's filled everything. The prophecy in the Old Testament versus what took place in the New Testament, God is fulfilling them. We can assure and be rest assured that we can believe in the promises of God. There's so many things that this world has to offer that you and I can't trust in and shouldn't trust in and shouldn't believe. But when it comes to the Word of God and it comes to God's Scripture, you can rest assured, you can take what his Word says, you can cash that faith in at the bank, and it'll pay you any day. It'll pay you any day. When you keep your faith in God's Word, believing in God, Abraham as a father believed in God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith. We need to, so many times in today's society, we see mamas, and thank God for mamas, taking the initiative to be the strong one in faith, to lead the devotions at the house and the prayer lives and things of that nature. There's statistics that I did with the youth not too long ago that was staggering, and the majority of them was because it wasn't a father figure in their life. We need to exemplify as fathers, be the strong figure for our family, be the husband for our wives, be the dad for our children. Exemplify faith, believing in God, trusting in God, and seeking God's promises and knowing that they are true. We need to stand up to the plate today, because in this society and the day we're living in, you'll be lucky to find fathers around. You'll be lucky to find them around. The divorce rate is over 50% in America today. Over 50%. And then when the dads abandon the family or the moms abandon the family, then those kids are left without two parents to help support them and raise them. We have to stand strong in our faith. Believe in our faith. Trust in the Lord. Believe in God. And take a stand as dads today. And lead our houses as God intends for us to lead them. And I mean that by working together with your children, making your children feel loved, making them feel important, being a part of their life, and your wife's life, being a part of that. Here was Abraham as a father. He believed in God. Number two, as a father, Abraham obeyed God. As a father, Abraham obeyed God. In Hebrews 11:8, it says this. It says, by what? Faith. Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he did what? Obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. Abraham obeyed God. It said, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go and he received that call, he obeyed, it said, and he went. By faith, Abraham, he was called to what? To go out. And when he did, it said he obeyed and he went out, not knowing whether he went, but he had faith believing in God. He obeyed God when God spoke to him, when God told him to go. By faith, Abraham went, not even knowing where he was headed to, but he had faith believing in God. And he went and he obeyed the voice of the Lord. You and I, here today, when God speaks to us and God tells us to do something, we need to obey it. We need to go. We need to do it like Nike says, just do it. If God is in it and God spoke to you and God is leading you, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. Have faith believing in the Lord. Have faith believing in him. Obey the call of God in your life. In 1 Samuel 15:22, it says this. It said, and Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord. He said, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken then to the fat of the rams. To obey, he said, is better than sacrifice. God wants us men and women too in here today, and children. He wants us to obey him. He said, our obedience is better than sacrifice. And I promise you, if you obey the Lord and you walk in his ways and you do what God instructs us to do, you will be sacrificing. You will sacrifice your time. You will sacrifice your talents. You will sacrifice your energy. You will sacrifice your money. It is a sacrifice. When you obey the Lord, it takes sacrifice. You will sacrifice time to give up to study God's word. You will sacrifice time to give up to seek the Lord and pray for his direction. It is a sacrifice in obeying God and obeying his word and having a quiet time, a study time, and a prayer life. I promise you, it will take that sacrifice. But he said obedience is better than sacrifice. But if you obey, I promise you, you'll sacrifice. If you obey, and he wants us to obey him today. He wants us to follow in what he has had set in order for us to do. In Isaiah 1:19, it says this, if you be what? Willing and obedient, you should eat the good of the land. If you be willing and obedient, if you will sacrifice, if you be willing to obey, and you be obedient, then God will bless you. He will bless you with the good of the land. He will bless your marriage. He will bless your relationship with your children. He will bless you if we are obedient to follow his word. If we're obedient to do what God wants us to do. If we obey him and what we need to do, then God will bless you. He will bless your family. He will bless things about you and give you the good of the land if you be obedient to obey God. Not only was Abraham as a father, Abraham believed God. Not only as Abraham was a father, he obeyed God. But number three, as a father, Abraham commanded his household after him. Look back again at the verses we started with in Genesis 18, and verse 17 through 19. It said, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham this thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all nations of the earth shall be what? Blessed in him. He says, you know, this is awesome. The Lord knows you and me. He knows everything about this and everything about us. But in verse 19 says, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him. He says, I know him. I know Abraham. I know he's a father of faith. I know he's a spiritual leader in the house. I know he's a godly man. I know him. And I know that he will command his children and his household after him. And they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. Abraham commanded his household after him. He said, endure that. It said he knew Abraham. He knew that he will command his children and his household after him, that they should keep the ways of the Lord, and that they would seek out to do justice and righteousness and judgment. And the Lord that brung upon Abraham, we as parents here today, as dads, we need to understand, we need to help our children, we need to raise them up in the way they need to go. We need to be there and provide that loving support in that family, that stability and family. We need to be there for our children. We need to encourage them. We need to encourage our families, you know. And I'm not tooting no horns, and don't get me like that, and I'm not arrogant, and I'm not none of that stuff, but I tell you, my children will not go to sleep at night. They will not go to bed at night unless they have a devotion and they have prayer time. And Tanya and I could be so tired that when on the way home we'll be falling asleep in the car almost, just wanting to get the house to get into bed. And our little Grant and our little Landon says, oh no, you got to pray with us. You got to do a devotion. I said, oh, can we just skip the devotion and pray tonight? You know, but they hold us accountable as 9-year-olds and 7-year-olds. They hold us accountable. And Tanya, baby Grant, is Roo. You know, Tanya is a kangaroo. And Grant is Roo. He likes to stay on mama's pouch. And so when Grant goes to bed, he gets a hug and a kiss from Daddy. But then he wants Mama to lay down with him. He wants Mama to caress him and love on him. And he wraps up like a so tight to her that he's trying to get back on the inside of her. And he stays there and cuddles him until he falls to sleep. Now, this is my Roo, Landon. He will not have, he wants a hug and a kiss from Mommy too. But then Mommy has to go out and Daddy has to tuck Landon in. Landon wants to be tucked in every night. He wants to be cradled and cuddled and loved on. And by Daddy, he wants Daddy time. So I tuck him in and cover him up to his nose and give him love and kiss. And off he goes to sleep. And sometimes, just as Tanya does with Grant, I'm in the bed with Landon and he's 100 pounds on me, about can't breathe. But you know, it's spending that time. They love it. You know, he's 9. I'm sure when he gets 12 or 13 or 14, he ain't gonna want Dad in the bed with him no more. He ain't gonna want me to tuck him in bed and kiss him and hug him. He's gonna think, oh, that's nasty, get out of here. And then I get to embarrass him in front of all his friends at his birthday party. Mwah! You know? Anyhow, it's those things. But they love that. And it's raising them up, and it's praying for them, and it's leading them in that way. Listen, it's not hard to do. You just gotta do it. It's not hard to do. You just gotta take the time to do it. When they go to bed, they got a special time, a select time through the week they go to bed. And we just do it. It's something we do. It just is natural for us. It's not odd for us. It's a natural thing to do. We're going to put our boys to bed. We're going to have family prayer. And we're going to tuck them in. We're going to lay down with them if they want that. You know, and sometimes we get both of them. A good thing we got a king-size bed, because sometimes I wake up in the morning and I got 4 people in one bed. And I got a piece of bed about that size. Ain't the Lord, when I turn sideways, I think I'm only 12 inches. Because that's all I get sometimes. Because these boys are 2 feet wide, and they sleep like this, and like this, and like this, both of them. So Mommy gets 12 inches on this side, and Daddy gets 12 inches on the other side. But what am I saying? Love them, teach them, train them, pray with them, encourage them, and build them up. You know, I'm having so much fun in the youth group right now. I'm the youth pastor too. Woo-hoo! Amen. Where's my youth at? Are y'all loving y'all's youth pastor? Oh, yeah. Amen. I'm loving y'all. We're having a good time in there. You know, and I could tell that you parents really pour in to your kids' lives. Man, these kids don't mind praying out loud. These kids don't mind doing devotions. These kids don't mind preaching. And Garrett rocked the house last night with the gentries. Mr. Don and Miss Nancy opened their house up to us. And we went over there and we had a party. And Garrett broke out the word of God. And he was preaching. And I thought I could lose my job any moment if y'all heard him. Amazing message. But God is good. And I can tell that you, as dads, and you that are moms, invest in your children's lives and pour into them. And they sing and they praise the Lord and they do servants' hearts missions and things of that nature. So I want to encourage you to continue to lead them in that way. Continue to love them in that way. Continue to encourage them in that way. Continue to let them do devotions and speak. And I said, the next party, Traven's going to do the devotion. I said last night when he was there, the next party's at Brother Rick's house, wherever he had around here, at Brother Rick's house. And I said, you know, who's going to do that devotion? And Traven raised his hand up and said, I'd do that, Pastor Tim. Don't even hesitate. Don't even hesitate to say, I'd do the prayer. I bring God's word. That is amazing. That's amazing. That shows me these families are loving these kids. They're getting it. And they're loving their children. Continue to do that as Abraham did. In verse 19, he said, God said, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, and the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. Continue to lead your household. Not only that, but number four, as a father, Abraham was a tither and a giver to the blessings of his household. It said in Genesis 14, 19 through 20, it says, and he, Melchizedek, blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into our hand. And he gave him tithes of all. You know, and teaching our kids responsibility. Teaching our kids to give and things of that nature. We have some amazing kids. These kids work hard. They work hard to raise money for the building fund, which they've raised over $10,000. They've worked hard in children's church from kindergarten to 12 years old, which has raised somewhere around $3,000. These kids are amazing. They're learning about giving. They're learning about tithing. They're learning about serving. They're learning about playing the drums and the bass and things of that nature that they play up here with Traven and Michael and Jenna singing and Courtney and things of that nature on the praise team. They're learning. They're doing all this. And Garrett's a preacher. One day, I'm going to be dead and gone. And Garrett's going to be the pastor here. And not only that, but when I'm dead and gone, Jameson, hope and pray the Lord, he'll still be leading here. When I'm dead and gone, hopefully Traven will still be playing the drums and Jenna will still be singing and Michael will still be playing. And that's the church of today that you see up here. Garrett's got to get another message together. Amen. That one you did the other day would be just fine. You can preach to the whole church. But he's going to get it together. I know he will. I'll let turn him loose here on a Sunday morning. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, listen. How God blesses and encouraging them. Letting them lead, letting them see that they're loved, they're appreciated, and things of that nature, and pouring your life into them and blessing the household. And I can see Abraham as he's praying for his kids, as he's praying, and Melchizedek sees that. And Abraham gives a blessing back to him for the blessing that Melchizedek was to him. And he begins to teach his children and raise them up. And we pray all the time. You know, my kids are only 7 and 9. But mommy prays even now because they're her babies that God would send them the right lady, the proper lady, a godly lady, that we pray for their schools, we pray for their college, and we pray that when they get out, that they will be able to find a job and things of that nature if God tarries his coming long enough and we're able to see that. We pray for them now in that arena. We tell them all the time they get to be like Tim Tebow. They can't get married till they're 30. Can't even look at a woman until after they're 25. You know, we said Tim Tebow can do it. Anybody can do it. I was 25 before I got married to my wife. I know it works. You know, Jameson's the same way. I told him he can't get married for another 5 years. But anyhow, you got to do that. You got to feed them. You got to believe in them. You got to pray for them and encourage them and ask God to bless them and pour out the blessings on their household and pray over them. I remember when they were in the tummy of Tanya, we would lay our hands on there and we would pray for them before they were ever birthed. I remember when we laid them in the cribs at night, we would lay them down and we would pray over them for God's protection upon them, that God would shield and protect them and keep them safe from the enemy, that he wouldn't let Satan sniff them and take their life out of here prematurely. Praying over them, trusting in that. As a father, as Abraham, as a father, he was a giver and a tither, blessing his household. You guys are doing an amazing job with your children. Continue it on. Number five, Abraham dispelled strife in his household. In Genesis 13, 7 through 8, it said, and there was strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. And Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Abraham dispelled strife in his household. We need to be the same men to do that in our household today. We need to be the ones that dispel strife in our house. So many times, you know, we want to say, if there's somebody messing with you, man, give them a right or give them a left. you know, and take them out, man. Don't let somebody bully you around. But sometimes we need to teach them that, you know, you can also talk your way out of things. I know Traven and I spent some time together last week for about 2 hours and stuff, and more than that, as we were doing the drums and things of that nature and taking them to the houses and setting these up. And Traven, we were sharing with one another, and he said God has always blessed him to be able to talk his way out of a fight, to be able to back his way out of that, to be able to be reserved. He's a big boy. Traven's probably 6 foot, 205, what did you tell me? He said he's able to talk his way out of that, able to never have to fight or worry about that, able to keep his composure and look at a person and saying, I ain't got nothing to prove to you. Knowing in his head, I can whoop you right now, so I ain't got nothing to prove to you. I'll just back off. You know, being able to hold that resistance, being able to back up, being able to dispel strife between them. And Abraham was a man that was able to look at the situation. He was able to look at what was going on, and he was able to dispel strife. He went to Lot and says, listen, I pray thee, he said, that there's nothing between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. As brethren and brothers and sisters in Christ, that ought to be the way we're able to handle those situations. And being able to handle those things that come up and there's things that come at us. We ought, as brothers and sisters in Christ, be able to be like Abraham, as the father was of Abraham. Being able to look at that situation. Being able to see strife, and as brothers and sisters in Christ, being able to take care of that. Being able to work that out. Being able to say, listen, we be brothers. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. Let's work it out in a godly way, in a godly manner. And here Abraham, he dispelled strife in the household. And we see how he did that. He said, I pray thee between me and thee, between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Not only that, but number six, as a father, Abraham looked for a better country. As a father, Abraham looked for a better country. In Hebrews 11:16, it says, but now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Abraham looked for a better country. As a father, Abraham looked for a better place. As a father, Abraham looked towards the heavenly. As a parent in here, as a mother and dad and dads today, we need to be looking for a better place for our children. We need to be encouraging them like you do. We need to make sure you bring them to church like you have and you are, and loving on them and letting them know there's a better place. There's a better place than here. And training them and teaching them in that way, as Abraham, as a father figure, knew that there was a better place. And he looked for a better country. He desired a better country from them, that is, in heavenly, where God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. When I thought about, as a father, as Abraham was looking for a better country for his family and his descendants, I thought about how he was looking out for them. And as a father, it's our duty to look out after our family. It's our duty to look out after our children. It's our duty to look out for them and want the best for them and want them to have a better life than what we have. And it's our desire to do that. I pray it's your desire that you have a desire for your children to have a better life than what you do, to be a better person than what we are, to train them up in that way. And my friends, to instill up in them those qualities that we want to see, that they can be promoted, they can have a better life, they can be encouraged. So many times we can discourage them. So many times we can break them down and ruin the spirit and kill the spirit in the heart. We need to learn to be those encouragers. Learn to lift them up, learn to love them, learn to encourage them, tell them they've done a great job. And listen to me, when you're wrong as a mom and dad, admit when you're wrong and go back and apologize to your children. Y'all got quiet there. You know, you might not be wrong too many times, but when you are, you need to be man and woman enough to go back and say, hey, I made a mistake. I was wrong in that. I love you. Will you forgive me? I'm sorry that I jumped to that way so fast. But we need to be those individuals, those that look for the betterment of our children. As it said in verse 6, as a father, Abraham looked for a better country. And it said in that verse 16 again, it said, but now they desire a better country, that is in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. When I thought about that in closing, I thought about in John 14 that we have a father. Not only was Abraham the father of faith, not only as we've seen the father Abraham doing so many things right here, I thought about our heavenly father. I thought about him having the best interest for you and for me. And I thought about the verse of scripture in closing in John 14 and verses 1 through 6 that says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know the way, you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Praise team, you can come back up. Listen. God prepared a way for us. Not only as I read this morning about Abraham out of Genesis, not only as a father, Abraham believed God as a father. As a father figure, you and I need to make sure that we put our trust and our faith and belief in the Lord. Not only that, but Abraham obeyed God. My friends, God says it is better to obey than to sacrifice. We need to obey God. Raise our children up in that way. It said Abraham commanded his household after him. It says for the Lord knew him and knew that he would command his children in the ways of the Lord and knew that he would command his household in those ways. We need to be the dads, if we're not already, stepping up to the plate and taking that realm and being the father and being the dad that God desires us to be. Abraham was a giver and a tither and blessed his whole household. We got some amazing kids in here. Continue on teaching them that way. If you're not, lead them in that way. Encourage them. Let them see the importance of that. And Abraham dispelled strife in his household. He dispelled it. He got rid of it by talking it out, saying, we be brothers in Christ. I pray that you don't have all against me, and I don't have any against you. Abraham looked for a better country, and then we see that God had a better place for you and me. He had that mansion prepared for us in the sky. How do we get there? Exactly what Jesus said in verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. There's only one way we can experience what the Father has for us, and that's through his Son, Jesus. If you've never asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior today, won't you invite him into your heart? Won't you pray and ask him to come in? He says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Won't you call upon him today? Won't you ask him to forgive you of your sins? Come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. It'll be the best Father's Day gift that you could ever receive, is Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Oh, listen to me. You may be looking for a church home. We would love to be your church family. I'd love to be your pastor. Whatever it is that God has laid upon your heart, you might want to come up here and pray. You might want to grab your dad if they're with you today and come up and pray with them and love on them and tell them how much you appreciate them, how much you love them, and let them know by you doing that. The altar is going to be open. Whatever God has laid upon your heart, be obedient to follow God's will today. Be faithful to hear what the Lord wants you to do. Will you